It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I am with you as always. And this is another edition of A Day in the Life. And right now, I am trying to leave a Walmart parking lot. And guess what? Walmart parking lot. Not great. This lady in this big ass truck backed up next to me. Or she tried backing in. And let me tell you what. It was the worst parking job I have ever seen. Because this parking job, she straight up, sorry, I'm trying to get out of this parking lot. I'm trying to figure out if these guys are turning or not. They turned, so we're good. But this parking job was so bad. This is how bad was it. How bad was it? This is how bad it was. Is this lady, she like comes in, you know, and she has a backup camera. It's one of those like super duty trucks that have like 10 doors to open it. It probably has a stupid step up thing that we saw those commercials on TV forever. Like, it's just ridiculous. That's the thing is I hate the trucks today. I hate it because most of the people who are driving these fucking obnoxious huge fucking trucks don't fucking need them. It's all these city slickers who are like, and I'm a city slicker, but are just like, you know what? I need my big old truck not to haul anything, not to do anything with it, but I just love the way it looks. And that car, I thought, was in a turning lane, and it was not, and I just turned in front of it and did not get hit. So thankfully, I'm all right. It wasn't that close at all, but I really thought I didn't know that was not a turning lane. Whatever, back to the point. I hate these big trucks, and I know I saw like an infographic on Twitter, and it basically showed all like truck sizes, how they've basically the cab has gotten larger while the bed has gotten smaller. And that is so stupid because trucks obviously were originally built to be like, you know, you just gotta haul stuff in them. But now it's all about that luxury. I'll put that in quotes. Luxury. So people can sit all nice in it. Look at, have their big old cup of coffee in it. And just like love to have a big old truck while sucking every god and parking like shit. Like this lady in this parking lot. Like seriously. She like backed in and was literally in the middle of both parking lanes. You do not need a truck that big, lady. You do not know. And I'm not saying a man. This is not a sexist thing. Because I am pretty sure I've seen a man do this, or I wouldn't be surprised. Anyone with a big truck, they're like, I'll just back on in here. I'll get this all right. I'm glad they're at least backing into the parking spot. But it's still terrible if you just didn't have that big truck. You know how easy it is for me to put my Ford Focus into a parking spot? Literally any parking spot. It's so easy. Like, I don't even have to worry about it because I know I'll fit in like every single parking spot. Parallel parking, guess what? I'm gonna be able to get into literally every single spot because it is not hard at all. Because why? It's so small. Now, I'm not saying everyone needs a tiny car. Like, I typically prefer my Nissan Rogue or a midsize, whatever you want to call these sports utility vehicles. Maybe an SUV. Mine's like a smaller SUV. I wouldn't say it's like a Tahoe or something like that. But these big old trucks. And my problem isn't if you need the truck for your job, for your trade, whatever, you know, you're a farmer, you're a carpenter, you're whatever, go for it. Not a problem. Drive it however you want. But if you fucking work in a goddamn office building and you wear nice pants and a collared shirt to work every day, there is no reason, absolutely no reason you need a truck. Absolutely not. Like, I don't care. Make it a law. ban the trucks for the city slickers. Like, it's just obnoxious. You don't need it. There's no point in having it. Just buy a nice Escalade or something. Get that sports car you want. Because all these truck prices, it's like, that's what they're catering to for people. Like, remember after the recession, they did, like, or just during, I don't know, Obama did the Cash for Clunkers program or whatever it was. You bring in your old car, and they're, like, really promoting, you know, more fuel-efficient cars. Well, they just got the hell away from that, and they're just like, let's just get the biggest old truck we can for all these people who do not need these trucks. Like, obviously, I am going against the grain because the market's here for these big old trucks, but it's just stupid. I just don't like it. I just want these trucks to not be there anymore. If you don't need it, you don't need it. Like, seriously. I don't even want it. Like, I'm a farmer, and I don't even want a big truck. Like, I need a truck to obviously haul certain things, but that's all I want it for. I don't want to, like, drive around with it and be like, hey, check out how big my truck is. I was going to say how big my ass is. I don't have an ass, so that doesn't fucking work. But, like, that is just what's so fucking stupid. It's like, let me bag on in here. Let me take up 2 parking spots for my big truck, and I'm not actually going to haul anything yet. And by golly, I guess I'll just need it for the one time it snows that I can turn on my 8-wheel drive to get through all this snow. Like, so frustrating for me. Because it just isn't necessary. There is no reason people need big-ass trucks if you aren't using it for your business or whatever you want to call it. Like, it's just, it's terrible. It is straight up terrible. And I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. So, yeah, if you got a big-ass truck, you don't work in a trade, you don't farm, you don't do construction, whatever, please consider something else. Like, some other vehicle. Get a sports vehicle, you know? So you can get your nice coffee at Starbucks and then go into the office. Like, that's all you need. I don't know. Maybe they have better gas mileage than other vehicles, and this is completely off point. But I have a very hard time believing that is the case. So, yeah, please, hard, hard pass. Hard pass. But that's what it is, you know? This is what it is. I don't know. That's it. Like, I can't believe this lady was driving this truck. Because she did not know how to drive it. And she was, okay, I'm going to stop there. That's going to start going way too, sounds like people are going to be like, Sean, you're being a little stereotypical. This lady didn't know what she was doing. I think some ladies certainly know their way around a truck, as some men do not know their way around a truck. But, like, at the end of the day, if you're trying to park a goddamn truck, know how to fucking park the truck right away. You should not be literally halfway in between the parking spots at the same time. Like, that's the thing. You should not be right there on your first backup. Like, you're clearly doing something wrong. Also, if you have a backup camera, it's super easy to back up on any vehicle, unless it's my fucking vehicle, because my backup camera is literally the shittiest fucking thing. It gets dust, like, on it with ease. Like, there's a small speck of dust. I'm, like, seeing, like, 3 different images back here because it's so fucking blurry. Seriously, if you have a backup camera, it is very easy to use the lines in there and back up. So if you got a big ass truck, put it in the fucking right spot. If you got a big ass truck because you don't fucking need one, because you don't use it outside of, like, actual real ass shit, don't have one. You know? I don't even care if it's like, I go fishing, I go hunting, you know, once or twice a year. Rent a trailer or something and haul it with your minivan. I've seen that happen. I don't know. Just rent something else. You can figure out another solution instead of having that one truck to take up all that space in that time. I hate it. Oh, there's goats over there. Well, that is the episode, I think. I think I'm going to call it quits there. My name's Sean Dangler. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed week. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.